My name is Vic Ketchman. I'm with Packers.com. What can you tell us about your team coming off Monday's game?
We had a tough loss on Monday night. You know, didn't play as well in all phases as we needed to get a win. But we're excited about this ball game on Sunday night at home. Against a very, very good football team in first place in our division. So we're looking forward to trying to get back on the winning track at home.
Leslie, Rob Domofsky from ESPN.com. What do you tell Greg Jennings about, how to approach this game against his old team?
It's hard to tell him not to look at it as just another game on the schedule. I mean, he has a lot of fun memories from his time there in Green Bay. So many friends on that football team and in the community as well. But just to concentrate on trying to help us to get a win. And that, if he can do that and just try to focus on that, that would be my advice to him.
Hey, Leslie, Mark Daniels, WNFL. What led you to make the move with Josh Freeman, and why did you decide to get him in there as soon as you did?
You know, just watching some of the things he was able to do at practice and how well he was picking up our offense, and then when we made the decision to start his week of practice, he looked very good in practice. With the plan that we gave him, he executed it well, and we felt like he would go out and have a good game on Monday night. And you know, he had some struggles, and we had some struggles on offense as a whole. But everything that we looked at, we thought he'd go out and play well.
Leslie, this is Tyler Dunn with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. How difficult is it for Greg to deal with so many different quarterbacks, and do you sense any frustration in him?
I would imagine it would be difficult for any receiver. I mean, you want to know who your quarterback is so you can get in a rhythm and get comfortable week in and week out. We have had some fluctuation there for sure, starting with the injury with Christian. But he's a pro. You know, he's one of those guys who's overcome a lot in his career and his life, and he's been terrific throughout this entire season.
Leslie, this is Rob Domofsky again. If I could follow up on Greg, what kind of impact has he had, and has he done what you guys had hoped?
Rob, he has been terrific, man, as a leader. And, you know, what he does on the field, but the thing I've appreciated so much, it's been a tough start for our season. It's just how great he's been in the locker room, the way he's been at practice. He's helped me a lot as far as helping our team to stay focused on trying to get things turned around. And, you know, I knew he was a great player, seeing him every year, you know, twice a year. You know, I knew all that. But just to see how he's handled our team in the locker room and on the field and his work ethic, so happy he's on our football team.
Hey, Coach, this is Bill Huber from Packer Report in Green Bay. I know Adrian's numbers aren't quite what they were last year, but I guess how's he performed this year?
You know, he's done some good things. That we haven't, you know, functioned as well on offense as we'd like. It's not because Adrian is not giving it the same type of effort. We just got to do a better job getting some things done in our passing game, along with, you know, getting some holes open for him. People are playing us the same way they always have. You know, a lot of people at the line of scrimmage to defend Adrian. We just got to find a way to get some things going. And we will. We will.
Well, Christian Ponder showed some good things toward the end of last season, but why hasn't he really progressed in year three?
There's so many factors that go into the quarterback position. He's done some good things at times. And, you know, he's getting better at making better decisions. And we just got to keep bringing him along. And, you know, I know he can be a good quarterback in this league. He proved it down the stretch for us a season ago. And he'll get back to doing that.
But right now, I mean, Josh Freeman, what do you see in him? Well, why is he your starting quarterback?
I just like the way Josh commands the huddle, his athletic ability, his arm strength, his accuracy. You know, some of those things didn't show up Monday night, but we've seen it with him. We know he's more than capable of lifting the team, and those are some of the attributes that you like in your starting quarterback.
Hey, Coach, Bill from Packer Report again. Defensively, that's kind of been your bread and butter for a long time over there. Where do you stand on that side of the ball, and was Sunday night a good performance from those guys?
Yeah, we finally put together a pretty good performance on Monday night against the Giants, so that was good to see. We've had our struggles this season trying to integrate some new people on our defense and new positions, and it's taken us a while to kind of get going, but hopefully we can build off of some of the good things that happened in that game on Monday night. We need our defense to play well in order for our team to get the season turned around.
Leslie Mark Daniels again. The way Rodgers has had to deal without his top playmakers, does that just kind of underscore how a really good quarterback can make just about anybody look pretty good?
No doubt about it. You know, I witnessed it up close and personal during my time in Indianapolis with Peyton Manning, and when you got a great quarterback, he can definitely lift the rest of your offense or your team, and Aaron is doing that in Green Bay. He's having a very good year without some of his key players. Kudos to his leadership and his athletic ability.
Coach Bill from Packer Report again. Is it hard to game plan against an offense with so many changing parts and maybe you just don't know quite what to expect?
It can be. But when you have a quarterback like Green Bay's, you don't change your scheme so much. It's just a matter of guys adapting to the quarterback. So it's a little different there than some other places where you're not sure about certain guys starting or playing. Everything, it seems, with their offense revolves around the quarterback. So it's not quite as difficult as it would be with some other people that would lose some key guys.
Leslie, Rob Domofsky again. What do you think the reason for the Packers' success in the running game has been?
Well, I think the continuity on the offensive line, having those starters in place throughout the regular season probably has helped a lot. And they seem to be more committed to the run. I mean, their numbers are way up as far as handing the ball off and creating a little bit more balance. So the commitment, along with a healthy offensive line that has really improved and added the running backs they've added, Lacy has really come along. But the commitment is the thing that sticks out to me. They seem committed to running the football.
This is Tyler Dunn again. Did you find yourself having to respect their run game more? I mean, when you play Green Bay?
Without question. That hasn't always been the case, but this year for sure, as I mentioned, they seem to be more committed to running the ball in situations where in the past that wasn't always the case. So you do have to respect their running game a lot more than you have in the past.
So what do you see in Eddie Lacy on film?
He's able to get yards after contact, which is always a measuring stick for good running backs. He can make plays when the holes are not always there. Seems to be sound. His blitz pickup as well. Not playing like a rookie. He's playing very well for them and has a lot of talent.
Leslie Mark again. Any sense of nostalgia in this last year of the Metrodome? You happy to get out of there? Are you going to miss the place?
I'm going to miss the Metrodome. It's the Mall of America field has been good for our team, good for our organization, and like to be able to get this final win against the Green Bay Packers, and the last time that we're going to play at Mall of America field. So we'll miss it. The crowd noise has always been good for us. Hopefully there's not too much green and gold up there, a lot of purple, but we'll miss it.